I said, let's start from Tony. You could say, you do like trauma. And I remember saying that yesterday, right? Yeah. Okay, so Tony, you do like trauma. Amy Kamim and Karen Vachomish. So as we saw yesterday, the special Allah for the God, that you do like trauma or you do like trauma of the Tashlumei Truma. And so as it's really consistent with what we learned, that there's no din of Karen Vachomish, on Yidlei Truma, the Ein Mishalmim Aleihem Karen Vachomish, and Chayav Nebuchala, the Ein Hayadayim Poslot, the Tzvu Yom, either Yadayim or Tzvu Yom, in the same way, Kiderach Eshe Poslot, the Truma, the Chulim. So all of these things that we had yesterday is included here in this one brisa, that on the din of Itak Gidulei Truma, if somebody would eat the Truma itself, over here, the Karen V'chomesh wouldn't apply. You know, you can normally on Truma you have to pray with Chulin, that are Ruim Leo's Truma. Over here you don't have to. You don't have to pay Karen V'chomesh if a Tzar eats Gidulei Truma. Of course, talking about where it wasn't stolen from the coin. This is Gidulei Truma that was his own. He inherited, let's say, Truma, right? He could have had a Kohen as a grandfather, and he was born to a mother. He inherited through his mother. So if he inherits it, there's no din of Geneva. There's also no din of Tashlumin, because these are considered to be Chulin. You do like Truma in terms of the din of Tashlumin. Unless, of course, you stole it, and then you'll start to pay back. That's something else. But here he didn't pay it. There's no Chiyav of Chala, because as far as that's concerned, we do give it a din of Truma. And we found a certain element that we give it our luck of Truma in order to avoid people holding on to it. And there's certain elements that we didn't give it a din of Truma, the Gabi the Chumra of Tashlumin Karen Vachomesh, and the Gabi the Halacha of Yadayim Postos and Tuyon Postos. So Truma itself would be possible, Gidulei Truma wouldn't be possible because they're considered to be Chum. The Af, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi are moda in this, even though there's a machlokas that they have in other things by Meduna over there, where we used elements of Truma in a dough. So over there, where you have the Truma that was machamit the dough, there's a machlokas whether it's considered to be Truma in terms of passing via Dain or passing with a Tzvuyon. But over here, by Gidulei Truma, their motive that Tzvuyon doesn't possible. And it was never given a din of Truma in terms of the din of Truma. In Ratzah HaKohen Limchol, now in all of the cases in which you're paying Karen V'chomesh, it's not up to the Kohen to be mochel. Because this is a chiyuv of giving Truma, essentially. Remember that you have to use Chulin. And the Torah says that both Chulin, when you give them, become Truma. If that's the case, this is like a new chiyuv of Truma. So the same way a Kohen can't be mochel on Truma, he can't be mochel on this either. In which case, you're not Tzara Kohen Limchol, Eino Mochel. He wouldn't be allowed to be mochel. Explains the Gemara, Kishalo Hitrich. We're talking about the Kohen can't be mochel where the person has not yet been mafresh the Pharaoh. Meaning he certainly has to be mafresh in order to be Mekayim, the chiyuv of the hafrasha of this truma. That's for sure. Because the hafrasha would be the same thing as hafrasha of the truma gedola, which he can't be mochel. The question is, hifrish the acharkas machal. If the person was mafrish now and was mekayim the mitzvah, now he wants to give them the kohen. The kohen says, no, it's okay. Once you were mafrish already, I don't mind. You don't have to pay me back. If you want to, you can sell this to the made truma to somebody. Do whatever you want with it. You don't have to repay me. Okay, that already in stuff looked to the Rebbe of Rebbe Lez Rebbe Shem. That's a machlokas. But everybody's motive that he certainly cannot be mochel the actual hafrash. That's not his to be mochel. Where do we see this machlokas? It's funny. V'natan l'kohen et hakodesh. Now, v'natan l'kohen et hakodesh is where we learn that what it is that he gives to the Kohen is going to become truma when he gives it. And the question is it the Nesina per se that is Mekadesh, or is it the Afrasha that makes it Truma, like a normal Afrasha Truma? So here we learn the Natana Kriyat HaKodesh Matanato Mekadesh To. It's the act of the Nesina that makes it Kodesh, The aim, it should say, the aim aprakato mekadashto. Be very ready. So here it's the aprasha that will not be mekadash it, the mekai of it. It's only the actual giving it. So if, let's say, he would have eaten it now, after the aprasha, before it was given, it wouldn't have been a truma, and he wouldn't be chayav a komek. So it says Rebbe. So in other words, according to Rebbe, the aprasha and the nesina is the kapara, and is the thing that the Torah demands. In which case, what good is it to be mafresh without giving it to the kohen, and then say the kohen could be mofalit? How could the kohen be mofalit? And he hasn't yet done what the Torah said he needed to do. It didn't even become truma yet. And if you have a normal truma, obviously, once you're mafresh, the kohen says, well, it's okay, I'll take it, you can keep it. So fine. But over here, it doesn't become truma until he actually gives it to him. And therefore, Rebbe Shita would be that the tefillah won't help. Even Afrasha itself would be Mekadesh the Chayavel of Karen Vachomesh in order to make it Chayav on Karen Vachomesh, because he holds it's not no different than the other Truma. Even though it says Venasa on the coin, which is Mashman has to actually be Nesina, that was only in terms of the fee you have to pay back to Gazela Venasa. And of course you have to give it back to him because you also stole it from him. But that's separate from the din of the Afrasha of making new truma. In which case, the Kohen wants to be mokel, the part which is purely a civil issue, and giving him back what is it you stole from him. Fine. You let him be mokel. Now this guy will have truma in his rishus, and if you're truma, he can go and sell if he wants to. Now, suppose makal v'char kakakal. Suppose the Kohen was mokel before he ate it. So there's no din over here of Jezza at all. There's only a din of eating truma. Would he then be Yotze with the Hafrasha alone? Because there's no point in giving it back to the Kohen, since the Kohen said, I don't mind if you take it from me. Normally the halacha is that you have to give it to the Kohen because you stole it from the Kohen. So there's a chumah truma b'shogeg. But over here, the Kohen says, I'm miracle anybody who eats my truma, I don't mind. Represent them. That's the makrofus for Yochanan and Mishlach. These following, they argue as follows. Okal truma, Michel, it should say, Michel Avim Okohim. Somebody who eats the truma that belongs to him, truma that he inherited from his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, who is a Kohen. Rav Yochanan said, it's still stealing. Michel and Mishlach. You'd have to give it back to the shevet of the coin. You'd have to give back that value to some coin. Mishlokhi says, no, we shall not. No. Pay it back to yourself. So when the Torah says, v'natan the kohen, that doesn't mean v'natan the kohen is part of the kapar, it has to give him back over into coin. It means you give it back to the coin that you stole from. But since over here, it's yours, or in the case of the coin was mokhi you, it would be yours, be the same case. That's why we're comparing it. It's not mokhi, Mishlokhi, Mishlokhi, no? So therefore, there's a shot for Shalom Lashmo. Because there's no need to pay anybody something that you own yourself. In which case, if the coin has been mokel to you, it also has been sufficient just to have been mafresh the truma, and then you pay it to yourself, so to speak. And what do you do with it? You sell it and you keep the money. Now, obviously, you can't eat it, but you can still be profit from it. In which case, it's exactly the same as the case of the makhlokas with the information lakas. Now, this seems to be dependent on the machlokas whether Afrasha is Mekadesh Tov. The Gemara will ask. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me I can be Mekalik in the case of a going with Mokalik, and I don't require Nesina for it to become Kodesh, so obviously you're saying it's possible to be Mekadesh Tov without Yudei Afrasha. So this seems to be dependent on the machlokas of Rebbe and Rebbe Lozer Reb Shimon. So how are Reb Shlokas Rebbe Yochanan having this machlokas? Right, that we'll discuss. Omer of Yonah, Kako Yameshi Rishlokish Rav Yochanan. Rishlokish would attack Rav Yochanan on this, and he would say as follows: Aldaifka the Taimar Mishalim the Sheva. According to you, who claims that you can pay back, you have to pay back the Sheva of the Kohen, even though it's something that you own. But Tanina, Yonah Truma Hegdish V'Ochlo. It says later on in the Mishnah, as we'll see, somebody who steals truma that has been mukdash. The Kohen now had given away his truma to Hekdash. I mean, he said, Mishalim Shnei Chumashim, so he has to pay two separate chumashim over here, because he owes also for the Me'ilah. On the Me'ilah of Hekdash you pay a chumash, and then after the truma you pay a chumash. But you only pay one keren, because there's no din of kefal on stealing from Hekdash. Now, the problem is, Mishalim Lakohen. According to you, you should hold that you have to pay Karen twice. Once to Hegdash, because Hegdash is, after all, the one who owns it and the one that you were mold to. But you say that there's a halacha always, that when somebody eats truma, he has to pay Shevet Kohen, right? Magic, even if he owns it, or over here, even though Hegdash owns it. If Hegdash owns it, why aren't you paying once the Karen for the Kohen, which Lushitavka is a given, even if it's not a civil penalty. So why does the Mishnah say you pay only one Karen to the owner? That's telling me the Farish, that like in this case where I'm the owner, so I pay myself. That's what it's saying. Not that I also have to pay the Kohen. Can you see clearly from the Mishnah that you're wrong, according to you, Mishalim the Kohen, which means that you should need two Kronos. Rav Yosef, Shem Rav Yochanan. That Torah Amra. Yatsai Yedei Yizelo. The Torah says that you pay Karen to be Yosef Yedei Yizelo. So therefore, if by Karen Akas, by paying once, you're Yosef Yedei Yizelo, you're also Yosef the Tashlumin of the Truma when you're Yosef Yedei Yizelo. So if you have nobody to pay, then you're not Kinami. I hope you still have to be Yotze Gizelo. How are you going to be Yotze Gizelo? By paying Shevet. If the Shevet now has given it over to Hegdash, so fine, be Yotze Gizelo by Hegdash. But you certainly can't give it to yourself. And that's all that I'm saying. Omale Rebbe, the Erla Rebbe, Kaifin Milan Amrin B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan. You said over two things in the name of Rebbe Yochanan. The late Atonomim mayim, and you don't say the perish what they are. You tell me as a given, it's magic. Torah says that there's a halacha paying back. Where'd you get this from? So the Torah says magically, if you give the Karen, then you're Yosei. I'm giving the Karen to Hekdash, I'm giving Yosei the Karen to Truma. Did you explain that? Where'd you going to get that from? Omer of the Yochanan Yatsai Yedei Gizelo V'leitaton Omrim Mahu. You don't tell me where I learned it from. You're just telling me that that's what he holds. Where did he say it? V'natan l'kohen et ha-kodesh. Now that mashma'ut of v'natan l'kohen et ha-kodesh is mashma that you will always pay et ha-kodesh no matter what. So in other words, whether there is Gizela of the Shevet, or whether there's not, meaning whether the coin was mostly you, or whether he wasn't, or whether you owned this thing, or whether you didn't own this thing, you still have to give the coin as a Kodesh, even if you ate your own. And so you see that for eating from the Shevet, you pay only one carat. We don't look at it as two separate mishnayos, right? We don't say there should be a giving over for the gizela, and there should be a separate giving over of the kodesh to be yotze, the halacha of the afrosh of the truma. So mikivan shenatnu lo yatsad yedei gizela. Now that means that no matter what, by paying once the karen, you're yotze your gizela. So once you give it to the kohen, you're yotze also, and that's giving it not to be for the gizela. You're giving it in order to get a kapara for what you did, for eating the truma, not for the act of your neighbor. Because remember, none of this applies if you stole it. It only applies if you ate it. Just for stealing it, there's no halacha. For stealing truma, there's no halacha of paying karen b'chomesh. At all. So it's a din, a special halacha in achilat truma, and the paying back is a special halacha in the kapara of achilat truma, karen b'chomesh. So why don't we say that there should be a separate element? First of all, you stole. Okay, pay back your gemara. Then there's a separate tashlumi for eating truma, even if it would be your own truma. obtains Keren V'Chomesh, the Kapor on eating Truma. But we don't say that. The Torah puts together two chiyot. It puts together a chiyot where you took away the Truma from a Kohen and ate it. In the act of eating it, obviously taken away from a Kohen. It says, V'natan HaKohen Es HaKodesh. That's all it says. It doesn't say, well, there's an issue of paying back your Gedera, and there's an issue of being Mekapa on your Akiva. So what do you see from there? That one payment of Keren is Yotzeyu, whether it's for the Kapara or whether it's for the Gezela. So that's exactly what I'm pointing out. Okay, so therefore, when you pay Rabbi Yochanan as Moda, that the Keren is considered to be the Shulma, and that's the Tashlum. Now, I don't know Rim B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Bimkom Shitasa, the other thing that I don't like when you quote Rabbi Yochanan and you don't explain how it is that we know this, is you also said, Bimkom Shitasa, Sham Tei Srefata. There's a halacha that you quote about a Parah Aduma, that you have to burn the Parah Aduma in the same place that you shechted the Parah Aduma, which is Mechutz L'Machana. V'leit Atanamin Minon Ma'okadam. You don't say where it is that Rabbi Yochanan derived it. You simply go around quoting Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. I don't think that that's the way in which somebody should be quoted. So where, in fact, does he know it from? It's Rabbi Lozer, the Shem Reb Osha. It says Al Pirsa Yitzroch, that it should be burned on its perish, on its excrement. Huh? Mach Mamiha. But what exactly does that teach you? Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Ami, Makom Prishatta, darshaning that place, Al Pirsha, on the place in which it left its life. So Al Pirshatta Mechayim Sham Tayyisri Fatah, which means that that was the book of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we've handled, the two elements that Rabbi Zeira did not like about Rabbi's quoting of Rabbi Yochanan. One was Negayar Sugya, which we brought the riot from the Hassan Lakoyan as Echo. But Mela, we already bring in the thing about. Now, doesn't it turn out that Rabbi Yochanan is to Rebbe, and Rish Lakish is to Rabbi Yochanan? Right? Because now you're telling me that the Machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, so whether there needs to be a Tashlumi, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to be Mishalim Mesheva. That boils down to saying what Rebbe said. Rebbe said, unless you actually hand the truma over, the chulin over, it doesn't become truma. You can't be makrishit, and therefore, you have no choice. The only way in which you're going to get your kapor is by actually giving it over to the kohen. Whereas Reish Lakish said, no, you can be makrishit, and then it becomes truma, and why would you have to give it to a kohen if it's your own truma, if the kohen was mo for you? So then it means, according to him, he's saying the parish like Rebbe Lazar and Shimon. Right? That namely, that the Kaprasha alone makes a truma, you don't require an Asina. Now, does that make sense? The Makrokish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, is the Makrokish Tanayim that we just had over here? It doesn't make any sense. Ham Rabbi Bon Bar Kia, the Yis Bar Rabbi Shimon Ban Lakish to Rabbi. What's the problem? Rish Lakish could even hold of Rabbi. Because even according to Rabbi, who holds that it's the giving over of the truma that makes it Kodesh, and not the Hafrasha. That Bilvad the Dover Shuza Kutlik Nolakoin. Rebbe didn't say that as a given. Rebbe didn't mean that the only possible way of giving this Kedusha's Truma was by handing it over to the Kohen. He was saying, in a case where there is an involvement of the Zela that demands that you pay back the Kohen, then when the Torah is Makayev you to be Yotzei, your Kiev for the Zela, it also does not make it truma until such time as you're actually being yotzi your kiyah. But Rebbe would be modav of a dover shenu zakuk mitzvah kohen in a case where you were eating your own truma. Over there, Reish Lakish will tell me, Rebbe never would have said, since there's no such concept, of course, according to me, since there's no such concept of gezel shevet in the case where you own the truma, Rebbe would never have said that you had to give it over to the kohen in order to have a kaddish it. All Rebbe said is that whatever chiyuvim you have on it needs to be completed before it gets to din of truma. That's all Rebbe said. So if you have a chiyuv of tashlumi gezeila, then it means until you pay back the gezeila, it won't become truma. But if you don't have a chiyuv of gezeila, why would Rebbe have said that you have to hand it to the kohen for it to become truma? That's absurd. So therefore, Reish Lakish will tell you that his shita of not, of there being no such thing as a gezel shevet on your own truma, Mabela changes what Rebbe would have held in this case. He would have said what he said, even on even a Rebbe. But not that there's some machlokas, a theoretical machlokas, as to whether Afrasha alone is enough to make it true. So Reish Lakish has no problem. He would say that his shita works out according to Rebbe as well. The Afrebi mode. Rebbe also would be mode in such a case. The Yimatikin, the truth is that that is actually seen from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says like this. Hifrish, somebody goes out and he's mafrish a pigeon of a petach hamor. And now it dies. And he never gave it to the Kohen. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer omer chayavim ba'achrayut kechamesh chayim shoben. Rabbi Eliezer says, what's typically for mafrish? That would be like saying, I set aside my five slaves to give the Kohen for my ben abachor, and then something happened to it, so now I cut the coin, I said, gee, I'm really sorry, but I set it aside, so too bad for you. That's ridiculous. Until the time you give it to the coin, there's no opinion before. So that is really answer. What's the difference over here? You set aside your pet to come or so, but you never gave it to the coin. So Kachom you mean, say no. In Kayabim Ba'akayu. It's not a chiyuv, it's like pigeon meiser sheni. It's not the same as pigeon bechor, where it's giving it to the Kohen that makes the pigeon. It's like pigeon meiser sheni. The minute that you take off money and you say, the Kedusha on this pear tree should go on to this pear. That's what you're doing over here. You're saying the Kedusha on this Hamor should go off onto this set. Okay? By meiser sheni, what happens? You're supposed to bring it up and you need to reach a line. If the money gets lost, you don't have to do a new pigeon, do you? No fear of doing a pigeon again. A pigeon, once it's done, the money's lost, the money's lost. The same thing over here is true. If I did a pigeon on a set, and now the set is lost, so it's lost. What am I supposed to do? Moda Rebbe Eliezer, Yutitre Chamorot Shenot Lo Mibet Avi Imo Kohen Mikivan Shifrisho Tichro. But Rebbe Eliezer would be Moda, that if this Yitro inherited now Petach Hamor from his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, who was a Kohen, then now he's going to be Poda now set on it, and because the original owner, his grandfather, before he died, would also have been Mafrik at set. But over there, Rebbe Eliezer is Moda. That's when the Yitro is Mafrish to set, he doesn't have to give it to a Kohen. Why? Because obviously, Mikivan Shifrisho, Yitro. At this point, he's no different than the original Kohen would have been. Once he was Mafrish, it's his. Okay, so that's the case. It's exactly the same as in our case. Even though Rebbe Eliezer normally holds, it's no different than the bin of Pidyon Bechor. And therefore, if the money doesn't get into the hands of the Kohen, it's nothing. That's what you think Rebbe would say. You're saying, if it doesn't get into the hand of the coin, it's nothing. Okay, that's what Rebbe Eliezer said. Nonetheless, what does Rebbe Eliezer say when you own it? Oh, then it's fine. Then you only have to be mafresh. Fine, okay. That, says Reish Lakish, is what I heard about Rebbe. It's fine, you're mafresh, so therefore it's okay. Don't come and tell me that because Rebbe said you require the nesinus of the coin, that means you always require the nesinus of the coin, whether the coin is supposed to get it or not. And I'll prove it to you from this case, Rebbe Eliezer is exactly the same halacha. Rebbe Eliezer made exactly the same comparison, and nonetheless, he would say what I said, if you actually owned it in the first place, because you inherited it. And that's what I said about the truma. Brilliant, huh? That's really nice. That's a beautiful line. Ochal, trumat chaver, mishalem chaver. You have to pay the chaver something that's right for the chaver. Ochal trumas amaret, mishalem amaret. Look, I mean, whoever it is that you stole it from, you'd have to give it back to. But then we got a problem. The lomimsa moses harotav amaret. This is a problem. You're not allowed to give over trumas amaret to an amaret who doesn't know how to be shomer to the Torah. So
So how are you going to be yotzi your chiyuv now? Since you're telling me I have no choice, but I must give it to him. If I don't give it to him, I'm not going to be yotzi. So what are you supposed to do? Okay, Tadarosa.
So what do you do?
What you do is notein shteihem b'koyin chaver. You know, tell the mea chatzihem. You know, same b'koyin amaret. What you should do is, you take both of them. Let's say you ate from both, right? You take both of the trumas that you ate, and you give it to the chaver, and then you take the money from him, because you only owed him for one. You take the money of that one, and that one, the money you give to the Kohen Arma Arat, because now you were yotzei nesina to the kohuna. The only thing that's left is that you didn't give the nesina to the kohuna you stole it from. Okay, but that's mama. That's a civil thing. So now I'm going to take that mama, and the mama I'll give to the Amaret by selling it to the Kohen the Chaver in order to get the money to pay to the Amaret. That way, I'm yotzei everything. Rabbi Bon Bar Pia Omer Kamei Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Asik Kaman Yomer Hafrashato Mikadashto. He says that it appears that this would work out according to the Man Yomer. In other words, back what we originally said. That Rish Lakish is saying that since you can keep your own truma that you ate, he is saying that Hafrasha itself is Mekadosh. That means it would only work out according to Mandi Omer who holds that brush is Mekadosh. Brahm, Kamandi Omer Matanato Mekadosh Toh. If you hold that you need to give it over in order for it to be Kodesh, so Baloki Nino Torah Sechia, doesn't he have to be Mezakah to a coin, even though he can give it now to any coin, right? But how can he just give over Dunyan? Wouldn't he have to actually be Mezakah in order to be, for it to become Kodesh? So Lakora, he would now need Torah Zechia. In this case where he took from the Kohen Amaret and he gives it now to the he's going to give him only dummy, he would need to be Mezakeh. That's true. But we said he's Mezakeh to a Kohen Korban. You're telling me he can give it to whoever he wants to, right? But nonetheless, doesn't he have to give him? You're telling me he's going to give him money. But what about the fact if you hold it Afrash Chateau is not Mekadosh Toh, why didn't you have to give it to be Mezakeh in order for it to become Kodesh? Because he was motivated in the case where it was taken from somewhere else. You need, at least according to Rabbi Matanato Mekadosh Toh. And the answer is Einot Hinami. That's why you can't just sell it. You have to be Mezakeh to the Chaver. To some Kohen, according to Rabbi. Because of course it has to be Mezakeh in order in this case. But that doesn't mean that I can't pay separately. Money. No, I need to first be mezakeh to the Kohen.
Oh.
Right. So in other words, I'll give it to a Kohen Chaver for the Kohen Amaret. Right? And that way, I'm being mezakeh to it. I'm just not giving it into his reshut. Right? So there was a nesina for the Kohen, but I'm stealing it in a sense from him to sell it. And the reason so you said, why can I sell it? Because he'd rather get money anyway. What, there's no advantage to him in getting the food. Because with the money, he has anything. It's either the food or the money. So in a sense, I'm taking it away from him. But of course, you're right. According to Rebbe, since I stole it from Amaris, I need to give it back to the Amaris. Otherwise, it won't become Kodesh. But I do. I sell the cover, be Zolka in this for this coin with Amaris. Fine. Okay, now we resolve in it, now I'm going to steal it from him and sell it to you. And I'll take that money and give it back to him. Because anyway, he would be naked to get the money. He doesn't need them. He doesn't need the truma. This way, I'm yotzei all of my problems. I'm yotzei giving back the truma if someone else was open it for him. And at that moment, it became truma. And I'm yotzei not giving truma to an amaret, because I gave it to a growing father to be zolka in it for him. And now when I sell it to the father, and I pay the money back to the Amaret, I'm yotzei my civil fear of saying that's what I saw. But of course, there's no way in this case to avoid, as we pointed out before, the only reason Rish Lakish was saying that he's working out according to Rebbe is because there was no fear of Gezela. But in this case, there was a fear of Gezela. So Rish Lakish couldn't have said, in this case, that you should just sell it. How can you sell it? It isn't going to be truma according to Rebbe. I mean, he could have said according to Rebbe Shimon. But if Rish Lakish was going like Rebbe, And you need to give it in order for it to become Kohen. The Truma. So how can you say you should just sell it to a Kohen father? Explain to Gemara. No, it doesn't mean you just sell it. It means you give it to him in the split of this person. And Zoka no Adam. I can be Zoka for him. And now we sell it for him. Zoka is good. Obviously, it doesn't have to be the same person. I mean, it could be somebody else. I can be Mazaka to one guy who's a father and then sell it to another guy. That's no problem. And my husband, Mizakai, they have to be Enochinani. Of course he would have to be Mizakai. How about Lois Bikala Shalem? Ashvid Garsha. We'll see in the Mishnah later that a Israeli who's married to a Kohen, she eats Truma, right? So if she eats Truma first and then she goes in and she marries a Kohen, so she can pay back herself. Because now she has that we had before. She has a right to pay herself because she is now the owner of Truma too. Right? So she's mafreshit and she keeps it. Now suppose...
An owner or an eater?
Originally she was an eater and now she becomes married to a Kohen. So she also has rights now to the Truma that she ate.
Is that violent? That's owning?
No, it's only owning in the sense that I still have to be mafreshit, obviously, for what I did before. But now who do I have to give it to? My father. And give it to myself, because now I have rights to it. Right? So here our question is, what about if she hadn't been mafreshit and she gets divorced before she's mafreshit, right? So now she has to be mafreshit at this point. What is the din? Do we say that since had she been mafreshit earlier, she could have kept it, she can still keep it. Obviously she can't eat it, she'll have to sell it to a Kohen, but in terms of the momentous of it, she has a right to the momentous of it. Or do we say she no longer has rights at all? So Lois Spika L'Shalem Ashdit Garsha, what would be the difference? Well, let's take a look at this. You Hayala Kama Masra Shema Inan Shala. Let's say that she was while she was married to this Kohen, right? She had various matanas that are in her rishut. And now she gets divorced. So does anything change? The only thing that changes is she can't eat it, fine. But I mean, it certainly belongs to her. There's no change in her, in the moment of status. So we should say the same thing over here, that she gets to keep it. No, so what's the comparison? Taman ma'asrot isuyamin. Over there, the things that she had were already given to her because they didn't require hafrasha, but over here, hafra truma ain mitsuyamet. There's no specific thing which we can call the truma that belongs to her. So how could she be zolka in something that isn't yet truma? Our question was whether after she goes ahead and is mafresh the truma, whether she can keep it. On the contrary, this seems to be comparable only to the case of Pitrei Chamorot. My Zamila, the Pitre Chamorot, the case we had before where Rabbi Eliezer says that a Pitre Chamor that was his from the family, that he inherited from his maternal grandfather, we said once he's mafreshit, so then it becomes Kodesh and he can get and he can keep for himself. So here too, we should say that she should be able to, and this is even though he got it as Yerusha, right? But it wasn't Mitsuyam at that point. There was no said it was Mitsuyam. There was only the Kiev to make it said it was Mitsuyam. But we say that since his grandfather was Zofa in the right to keep the said, when he would be Mafreshit said, so too he gets to keep the said when he's Mafreshit said. So therefore the same thing should be true by the case of the Truma. This Kohenet, in a sense, had a monetary right to keep the Truma that she would be Mafreshit. At that time, even being it, fine. Now, obviously, she doesn't have that right, but she's not a civil right. That's a din right. She can't eat it, but she could certainly keep it, even though it wasn't Mitsuyam at the time, just like the pepper, the smell wasn't Mitsuyam at the time. So we see that the right to what will be taken in order to be Yosei and Matana is also yours, the Yerusha. We see that in the case of Rebbe Eliezer. So over here, the right to keep the Matana will be Mufrash, meaning the payback of the Truma, also gets to be hers because she had that right initially, even though now she's not allowed to eat it. She's now in the status of the Yoresh of the Pesach Hamon. Halakha Beis. Her Shishi Halakha Beis. Somebody feeds people that are working in his field or the people that he invites to his house truma. Who mishalayim betach karen? I didn't realize this. He has to pay back the karen. So he paid the karen, meaning he pays back chulin to the kohen, and that becomes not truma in the hands of the kohen. Since he was the one originally that was supposed to have given them food as part of their tevura, and instead he gave them truma, which didn't belong to him, so memela he now has to pay back the kohen, even though theoretically it's the eater that pays the kohen, but he was the one that was supposed to supply the eater. But the chomesh is purely a din in the person that ate it. So fine, well, why should I pay the chomesh? So it says Rabbi Meir. Okay, so me mommy. Hey, mishalim et hakeren ve'et hakomesh, v'u mishalim lahem d'mei z'udatam. No, the chiyav of hashlumim, the kohen, say the hakomim, is entirely on the people who ate, on the pralim or on the orachim. So therefore they have to pay, and he pays the pralim. And we'll see in the Gemara what difference, what difference whether he pays the pralim directly, or whether he pays the kohen. Who cares? Now, on the surface, the difference would be, we'll see how Gemara doesn't hold this, on the surface, the difference would be, he pays the Kohen, he has to pay the Kohen, which should now become Kohen. And he's paying full value. Right? Right. So the question is, how do we look at it? If he's paying only because of stealing from the coin, so then he would only be paying the price of food. It's cheap. Right. So the question is, if I'm going to pay the problem, I owe the problem obviously not food. I owe the problem a real servant. But if I'm only taking their place in terms of what I owe the coin, then I should be able, I only owe the coin because I didn't eat it. I only stole it. When I steal it, I pay back truma. I don't pay back kulam, the tukanim. So that should be the difference. However, the Gemara doesn't, and the Meforshim and the Mishnayim say that that's the difference. But in us, that's me. It's alright. I've got another one. Right? But our Gemara doesn't hold of it because our Gemara understands that when it says he pays the coin, it means he pays the coin what the poor would otherwise have to pay the coin, namely the kulin, and kulin the tukonim. So that doesn't seem to make any difference. Because whether he pays the poor, he has to pay him kulin, or whether he pays the coin, he has to pay him kulin. So what are they really arguing in? Okay, so this is marvelous. What are they arguing in practically? Habonev truma below a cloth. Someone who would steal truma but never ate the truma, so he pays the truma kefa, like anybody else would have to pay for stealing. And he doesn't pay the value of kulin because he didn't need it. He pays the main truma. Whatever truma is worth is what he pays double. But if he eats it, then he would have to pay double keren, right, because he stole and ate, right? Okay, so he pays now one keren and chomesh he has to pay from kulin because he has to pay back now kulin mitukanim to become truma for the coin. The keren, and one keren he pays to make truma, that's the keren that he's paying for the kefel, on that he doesn't owe the special din of the kapara, and that's just for his stealing. And in his stealing, all he stole was the lower value, which was the value of truma. There's no din of paying back double for eating truma. Gonav truma's hedrish. Now this is the case of the Mishnah of the Gemara that we discussed a moment before, when we were talking about the machlokas. So if you stole truma that the kohen had made hedrish, and you ate it, you pay two chomshin, one for be'ila and one for eating truma, and you pay one keren, because you don't have to pay the hegdish kefo, because there's no din of kefo on hegdish. And that was the question we asked a moment ago. Fine, but why isn't there a din of tashlume keren for the truma? Because it's exeris akosa, but you need a kapor prakios truma, and that's where Ravisi came along and said, well, Rabbi Yochanan says one payment does it all, and we said, what do you mean? I mean, put yourself. Right, so that was based on this mission of what we just said. Ein mishalmim min haleket, min hashikram, min hapeyam, min hahefker. You cannot pay back the kohen from things that were never chayev in truma. So you can't take, let's say, leket, shikra, peya, or hefker.
Because all those things were never chayav for truma. And over here the Torah is telling me, et hakodesh means the dover ha-ra'ui liyot kodesh. It has to be something that was meant to be truma at one point or another. And that's how it can become truma now. But all of these things were never in the state of being shayach to truma. And therefore, none of these things count. Melo ma'aser rishon shenitla trumato. Nor can you pay him back by serishon, where you took off truma before you needed to take off the truma gedolah. So you went, this is the famous case of Higdim. Actually, this is the way the Rambam learns, the Gro learns. It's not the way everybody learns. But the way the Rambam learns, we're talking about over here, truma that was, Meiser was taken off only truma's Meiser, not truma gedolah. How is that? Where you were mocked him to take the Meiser off the Shibolim before it became chayav in truma gedolah. And then you take off the truma's Meiser, you never become chayav in truma gedolah. That will learn out to the prophet. Now you take off truma in one truma, that cost him the dab, but not in two trumas. There's a point, so it comes out that this is something that was never chayav in truma either, right? So you need to give chulin that was shayav to being chayav in truma. This isn't chayav in truma. Below, mimaaser sheni vehekdesh shinitu. Also, my sheni that you made it kodesh early on, or hekdesh, if it's about the time that you got to the Gemar Malacha Betruma, which is the Shas Merikha Takri, it was Hegdash. So over there, even though you had been Poda it at that time already, but since it belonged to Hegdash, it never was Chayav and Truma. She'en Hegdash, she'en HaKodesh, Poda is HaKodesh. Something that is Kodesh already cannot be Poda something that is Kodesh. So something that began with Kodesh, even though it's actually Padrina, you can't pay with it because it's not Roy Vilas Kodesh. Did Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim mean, the Chachamim argue, they're Matir and the Elu. Now what the Elu is isn't clear, but most learn that the Elu is only the last two cases. The case of the Maitre Risha and the Maitre Sheni. In those cases they argue, right? Because they say that even though you were mocked him, but it's the type of thing that was royal kachila for truma, and therefore, even though you worked it out in such a way that you didn't have to take truma, it's no different than kulin matukanim. Kulin matukanim were once royal for truma, so they're not here in the Eilu. We'll see more on that issue in the tomorrow.